Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Shoup.
We are going to talk about a virtual health fair. It's taking place tomorrow and Saturday, and we're going to get all the information on how you can get involved and really get some good information this morning. The Rappahannock Area YMCA here, along with Mary Washington Healthcare, Sharika Twiner with the Caroline Family Y is here. Sharika, it's always good to have you here. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Ted?
It's good. I'm doing fine, and it is great to see you. And from Mary Washington Healthcare, it's Mary Ann Batchy and Naomi Murdoch.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning
to both of you. So, this is a pretty big deal and something that's been going on. It's changed a little bit because of all the COVID situations. If I'm understanding this right, Marianne, it's virtual tomorrow on Friday, and then you can go to the Y and do some things on Saturday, kind of in a nutshell.
That's correct. We're doing a hybrid. We did this last year for the first year of the pandemic, and it was a great success. And we've only just built on that and added to it. And we're so thrilled to partner again with the YMCA for the health fair.
I wonder, and just because the fact that you did this last year like this and the virtual part of it, I've talked to so many organizations that have done things and have kind of decided, you know what, we can do some of these things virtually and even include more of the community.
Absolutely. And as Naomi will talk about in a little while, in addition to the live portion of the virtual health fair, we will have materials available on both of our websites that will allow people to tap into it anytime.
Absolutely.
In the future and in the comfort of their own home. So it's an ongoing effort, we hope.
This health fair between the Mary Washington and in the Y, you've done this for a few years, haven't you?
Yes.
Yeah, so we actually, this will be our fifth year, you know, with our health fairs. The first 3 years were in person, and then we started the virtual component last year. And we actually hope to continue the virtual component, you know, ongoing, because that's mm-hmm. always a resource that our community will be able to access. So we're excited to jumpstart that virtual fair tomorrow. It starts at 9 a.m. And we have a lot of great things happening, specifically our three keynote speakers that come with a vast amount of experience.
Talk about that, because you really cover a lot of different things. And tomorrow does really excite me, because you can really, you can sort of map out what you want to learn and do. And it's a pretty cool setup here.
It really, really is. So there are so many topics that, you know, really are great needs within our community. Three that are really sticking out are mental health, diabetes awareness. This is Diabetes Awareness Month, as well as hypertension and stroke. So those are the three keynote speaker topics. The first one that starts at 9 a.m. is specific to mental health. The topic is mindful moments during times of chaos, and Latoya Ray will be leading that presentation. She is the supervisor of mental health and outpatient services at Snowden at Fredericksburg, and she comes with a lot of experience. And she works with therapists and providers and patients to really improve patients' health, as well as family members and other loved ones, to understanding what mental health is.
Well, and what I like about that, and I was thinking about this last night, the Fredericksburg School Board met, and they got into a conversation about just how stressful it has been for teachers and all, and it was really interesting, and you hear it all across the country, and especially locally, too, and this is a big deal, not only in education, but just in life right now.
All over. There are so many people struggling and dealing with mental health every single day. So it is definitely something that we need to be mindful of. We definitely need to be educated on all the various ways to approach mental health. One of the things that Latoya says in her bio is, you don't just wake up and become a butterfly. It's a growth process. Mm. So we're always growing, you know, in our health and wellness journey, and mental health is a part of that journey.
It's interesting to call it a journey, because that really is what it is. We can talk about things, and we often do on the health front, but you're always telling us changes are just gradual. You can't often just decide today, you know, I'm going to get rid of all these different things in my life. It's a process. It's a journey.
It is a journey. It's a step-by-step journey, and there's various ways to approach that, whether it's just mindful strategies, whether it's just taking the time to be still, you know, whether it's connecting with others or reaching out for additional help and resources.
So that is the first of the keynote speakers. Then you've got two more.
We have two more. So the next one starts at 11 a.m., and that topic is myths about diabetes. The speaker there is Perminder Singh, and she comes with over 20 years of experience. She's a certified diabetes care and education specialist, and she has a bachelor's of nursing from the University of Mary, Washington. So she's going to really be talking about, you know, those myths about diabetes and really provide a deeper understanding of this chronic disease.
Mm-hmm. And the third one is? We can take a wait. Hold on.
Wait a second.
Let's take a quick break. You can get a drink, and we'll come back.
Thank
and talk
you.
About
I appreciate
that.
That
and other things. I'm just realizing here that you're struggling. So why don't you get a quick drink, and we will because this show is going to be a journey this morning.
It is.
So
I'm going to be ready.
We will do that. Let's take a quick break and come back. Virtual Health Fair, real quick, Maria, for people, for the virtual part of this, where do they go to become part of the virtual part of tomorrow's program?
Yes, they can actually access it two different places on the YMCA website as well as Mary Washington Healthcare.
Okay, and the WISE website is family-ymca.org.
All right, and if they go /health, they'll go right to it.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Let's come back and we'll talk about that. Quick break as we continue to talk about the health fair. It's a virtual health fair tomorrow and more in person on Saturday at the Y. Quick break. We'll be back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EB Mobility. Here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We're talking about a virtual health fair that is taking place tomorrow and then an in-person health fair on Saturday. Rappahannock Area YMCA and Mary Washington Healthcare involved in all of this. Marian Batchy and Naomi Murdoch from Mary Washington here. Shrika Twiner from the YMCA. Before coughing became part of this show, we were talking about the keynote speakers tomorrow. Right. And we've talked about dealing with depression and chaos and things. At 9 and 11 is diabetes. Did we cover everything you wanted to cover on that before?
I did. You know, when we look at diabetes, we just, straight facts as far as national, we know mm-hmm. that like 34.2 million people deal with diabetes. And in Virginia, it's approximately 688,000. So we know that there's a lot of people that live with diabetes every day. So to be able to get, you know, specific information and to really gain a deeper understanding about diabetes, resources, and how you can better manage it, this will be a great presentation to attend.
So that's at 11. And then at 12:30 is the last of the keynote kind of speeches.
Absolutely. 12:30 is going to be specific to hypertension and stroke information, so awareness. So there's going to be two speakers there, Susan Haplin and Christina Rauch. And Susan is a certified stroke nurse and stroke program coordinator for Mary Washington Healthcare. And she really helps implement evidence-based stroke guidelines through the continuum of care. And she's active in promoting stroke awareness in our community. She facilitates a stroke support group in our area for stroke survivors and stroke care partners. And Christina Rauch, she comes with 34 years of experience in EMS, and leadership. And so I know that the two of them will bring an excellent presentation on both stroke and hypertension.
A lot of good information. Just a lot of good information that you can just watch on your computer, and you don't have to go anywhere or be exposed to anybody, and it's a great lineup.
It really is, and anyone can register, so registration is open now, so you can go to the website. It's free for all of our community, so the virtual health fair, all of the resources, the on-demand content. We haven't even gotten into all of the screenings and assessments that will be available online for people to take and access. Will all be open to our community. Anyone that needs it, anyone that could use the information can attend.
So again, go to MaryWashingtonHealthcare.com or family-ymca.org/health. And that's where you can view this. And I guess you can also sign up there too?
Yes. So there'll be a registration link for all three of the seminars.
And it is free, but you do need to sign up
just so you can get the link access.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. And again, this will be tomorrow 9 to 3, and then Saturdays when we'll get into all of that from 9 to noon at the YMCA branches. I just find this very interesting that this is taking place with both the Y involved, Sharika, and also Mary Washington Healthcare. You're really two of the great providers in this area kind of teaming up to do this. And you've done this for a few years.
Yes, we are. We are very fortunate to have this partnership and to be able to work with the Mary Washington to supply these resources to our community. So we are thankful for what they bring to the partnership and to help us facilitate this information to our members and to the community.
So, Naomi, besides the keynote speeches tomorrow, what else is available? What else will be available virtually? I'm guessing that there will be pages or things you can go to?
Yeah, so once you access the online content, you'll also see an area for screenings and assessments. You'll see screenings for diabetes, vision, mental health, cancer, fitness, and many more screenings. So you can go on, take any of those. And if there's any questions, like, we always encourage people to take those screenings to their healthcare providers.
Well, I guess that's one of the benefits of this whole thing is just getting a grasp on your health, and maybe you see some things that are concerning, and then you take that to the next level.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's always important to kind of get a health check or a pulse on your health, again, mentally, spiritually, physically, you know, so these assessments can be helpful for people, and also just the education. So, you know, I'm always seeking ways to improve my health and wellness, and I definitely love encouraging others to do the same.
So I'm looking here at the flyer, and it talks about glucose testing, blood pressure, body fat testing, balance testing. So I'm good with that. What is a waist hip ratio? Does anybody know what that is?
Yes. So, right. Sorry. Waist hip ratio, that is just another assessment.
Okay.
That can, you know, just help determine where you are health wise.
Okay.
So,
mm-hmm. Okay. So, boy, this is all available on Friday, tomorrow. And again, go to either the Y or the Mary Washington Healthcare sites to register and take part in all of this. And then, Sharika, we move into Saturday.
Yes. Yeah, so Saturday will be conducted at all four of our branches in Caroline, King George, Spotsylvania, and Stafford. So we will have an in-person health fair at the branches, and it will cover several things that is covered online as well. So you'll have your screenings. We'll also have demos. We'll have glucose testings. We have some vendors coming in, and by vendors, I mean people in our community that help the community benefit. And we'll have Topside Federal Credit Union, financial health, and is part of everyone's life. So we have different people that are going to be at the branches to help our community learn.
Well, this really is a health fair in really the broadest sense.
Yes.
By including those kind of things.
Yes, it is. I mean, I think like Naomi said, we're getting more mindful about looking at mental health. We're able now to educate people on chronic disease and prevention. And again, financially, just with the chaos of COVID and things of that nature, a lot of people have found themselves in a hardship. So to be able to supply a full encompassing solution to health is what we're looking for.
Well, and you also think about what was just with COVID and everything, just the whole idea of nutrition in some ways has people have gotten off and have talked about wanting to do things. And the Y has been great with the number of programs that you have continued to offer through COVID, whether it's been videos for people or just even programs to get people going for a couple of months or a month or so at a time.
Yes, we've been very fortunate to be able to continue to provide a safe environment for people to work on their physical health. In the past, Naomi and I have talked about loneliness and fellowship and just being a place where people can reconnect and being able to provide some of our online challenges that you were a part of, like Reset and things. Mm-hmm. And what that did is it was just able for people who were not able to come out of their house to still be a part of a community, and that's kind of where we've gone with our virtual health fair as well.
Well, and it's interesting, especially the Reset program. People are still keeping up with that.
Yes.
And it's just, and they continue to post things and do all that kind of stuff.
Yes, it is. I think it goes to speak to that we got creative in COVID. You know, it's an online community, which again brings us back to the online health fair. It's just another way to connect people on their journey of health and wellness and, you know, being connected and not being lonely, because I think so many people found themselves during COVID just by themselves. So this online portion is a great way to keep people connected.
Marianne, I would think from the Mary Washington Healthcare perspective of all of this, this really does help people see where they're at and maybe make some goals, be either between now and the end of the year or just kind of get an idea of where they're at.
Absolutely. I think that's, you know, as Naomi alluded to with the screenings, mm-hmm. That can help start a baseline for them.
Right.
Whether it's their workout regimen or it's where their blood pressure is. And by sharing those screenings with their healthcare provider, you know, that provider will be better equipped to help them with a plan to be able to sustain their journey even into 22, hopefully, and we can gather more in person and do more. But the virtual just makes it so easy for mm-hmm. them. As Sharika said, still connect with others, but they can do it from the comfort and safety of their own home.
Yeah, and then in addition to that, you know, we have the assessments, and then there'll also be on-demand content. So there'll be supportive information. You talked about nutrition, so there'll be lots of things on nutrition, education specific to weight loss, whether it's, you know, lifestyle tips, whether it's ways to change, you know, your approach to hypertension when it comes specifically to your nutrition, ways to shop. You know, there's all different approaches when it comes to nutrition, so that information will be available, as well as just lifestyle information, you know, how to get started, you know, how to build those building blocks of health and wellness when it comes to exercise, nutrition, mental health, you know, all of those aspects.
Interesting you said how to get started, because I think that's one of the keys. I mean, a lot of times we just don't know how to get started. Mm-hmm. I'd like to do it, but it just seems like such a far away goal. How do I start?
Where do I begin?
Right. And so I know that the YMCA, in partnership with Mary Washington Healthcare, we've really worked together on a lot of those programs. You know, one of those programs when we talk about how to get started is our LEAN program, which is the YMCA's LEAN program, which is Lifestyle Essentials for Exercise and Nutrition. And really, that's the building blocks. How do we get started? What are those essentials that we need to know when it comes to, you know, beginning a physical activity routine, and as well as eating healthy? What does that look like? And it might look different for everybody. So to really walk through that process and figure out where you are and start building those blocks so you can sustain that new journey long term is really key. Okay. And to get plugged in with other individuals, whether that's virtually or in person.
And I think the timing of this is pretty cool, because it's, instead of just waiting and doing something like this, well, we'll do this in January when, mm-hmm. when everybody makes goals. Instead of doing that, do it now and maybe get a head start. Yeah. So come January, you've already been doing it for a month and a half.
Yeah, what I think is great about the partnership and the programs that Mary Washington offers is it's really about education. I think that's mm-hmm. that's kind of the foundation, and you talk about where do you begin. I firmly believe that starting to educate people on some of these illnesses and some of these lifestyle changes definitely is where you should start. So by starting this time of year, maybe during the holidays, people may look at a meal a little bit different, mm-hmm. or they may say, mm-hmm. you know, instead of sitting on the couch, I'm going to go and walk for 15 minutes first. Yeah. So when you start with the basics and educate people on the benefits, I think it's easier to kind of look at things differently. And I think this is great to prepare people before the holidays.
Well, and I know you would say that, and I know you would say it's better, even if it's just for 15 minutes.
Yes.
I mean, yeah. maybe a half hour is yes. better, yes. and an hour is even better, and an hour yes. and a half is yes. terrific. But even if you just start out with 15 minutes, do something.
We yes. always talk about that. You know, what's recommended for health and wellness or fitness is about approximately 150 minutes a week. Right. But when you break that down, because sometimes 150 minutes sounds like a big number, mm-hmm. but when you break that down, you're exactly right. It could be 10-minute bouts. It could be just getting up from your desk or being mindful and stopping, taking a walk outside, mm-hmm. you know, and really looking at your life as a whole and saying, how can I get extra activity in, whether it's, you know, parking away from that grocery mm-hmm. store, whether mm-hmm. it's, you know, making sure mm-hmm. that the activities that you choose to do with your family are more active in nature. There's so many ways to look at getting more physically active.
Yeah.
You guys
yeah.
will be proud of this, because I try to walk between an hour and a half every day, or try
great
that.
Job.
But on busy days, a lot of times I'm just like, I can't do it. So the mm-hmm. other day I thought, well, you know what? If I just walk for a half hour here and then walk another half hour and you break it up mm-hmm. and you can come pretty close to that goal.
Yes. And I think, and again, that's what you're talking about, where you begin. Again, I think it just goes back to the basics. Water. We talk about that all the time.
Oh, we do.
So just educating people during the health fair on the benefits of substituting water for one soda or sweet tea or something like mm-hmm. that. So again, that's what I love about the information that we're providing to people. It's just getting back to the basics and setting them up for success.
Absolutely. Great.
Family-YMCA.org/health or MaryWashingtonHealthcare.com websites to get involved, to sign up and take part in this virtual health fair that begins tomorrow. It's taking place tomorrow virtually Saturday morning with some at the Rappahannock Area YMCA. Sherika Twiner, Naomi Murdoch, and Marianne Batchy here. Quick break. We'll continue on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is 8:31.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
A lot of good information this morning. Virtual health fair tomorrow and Saturday. The virtual health fair taking place. It is Mary Washington Healthcare and the Rappahannock YMCA involved in this. Sherika Twiner and from the Y here, along with Naomi Murdoch and Marianne Batchy with Mary Washington Healthcare during the break. And this may have been the most informational off-air break ever in the history of this show, Marianne. In one moment, we all just stopped and thought about what you told us, and we said we have to go back and start with that. So, Marianne, you gave us a line that this is potentially something that can change people's lives.
Oh, well, thank you, Ted. So I can't take credit for it. I heard it sometime during the pandemic in 2020. But the expression is that sitting is the new smoking, because the repercussions of being inactive mm-hmm. and sedentary can have some of the same dramatic impact on our health that we know smoking has done over the years. And so it just goes back to what Naomi and Sherika were saying, that you don't have to sort of measure the ocean all at once. It can be, oh, you know, while I'm watching or I'm taking a break from my virtual meeting, I'm going to just run up the stairs three times.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Any kind of movement and activity is good for you.
It's about being intentional. And really, you know, looking at your day as a whole and really planning, you know, for success. So as Marianne said, if it's, you know, walking upstairs, if it's I have a little resistance band in my office, you know, just sitting up and moving for a moment, you know, whether it's taking active meetings like I like to do sometimes, but it's just being purposeful in your steps to wellness.
One of the other things that I've started to do, instead of going to the candy jar at work, I bring in like grapes, or today I had grapes and pears, mm-hmm. and things like that. And I, like you say, it's being intentional with what you do.
Yes, it is. It's like Naomi said, it's just a matter of stopping for a minute, whether it be in the morning, and thinking about the choices that you're going to make, and kind of everything in moderation, but every day just being mindful and moving one step closer to a healthier lifestyle.
Absolutely. You know, looking at your plate, as you mentioned, you know, making sure that we're seeing those colors in there, or we're representing, making sure that we're making those healthy choices and learning about what that might mean for you.
All good stuff. And it was interesting, and I think it was the last segment, Naomi, when you talked about, you know, what does this look like, and that's what we're kind of talking about. To get healthy, it's gonna be different for everybody, and everybody's gonna go at different paces, but. Get on some kind of a program.
It is. And that's the one great thing that we have within our partnership, is we work together on all these various programs to really lay the foundation of success for any individual, to come alongside them, to provide those resources, and to say, you know, where are you in your health and wellness journey? What does that look for you? You know, how can we help you get started? So, you know, we encourage people to, you know, look into some of the lean classes. We have the blood pressure self-monitoring program, which also talks heavily about nutrition and what that looks like for people living with hypertension. There's a lot of programs and opportunities for people to get plugged into.
The Y, Sharika, has all kinds of programs. You started off the reset program was something that happened at the beginning of the year. But then now you've got, I think this month is Strong.
Yes, it's Strong 2.0. So it is also just kind of a fitness challenge. And like Naomi said, it focuses on the 150 minutes per week, being active. And there's an online community. There's a texting component to it. So it's really just a resource to kind of, again, keep people mindful about their activity and being intentional, as well as connecting and having support from other people in the community.
And it's good, I think, just to have some accountability, just to know that someone's watching you.
Yes.
I know you two are watching. And I've got others that do that.
Yes.
And but it does. There are some days that I'll go home and I'll just think I just want to eat some chips and just sit here. And I think, but I'm going to have to answer for this.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's good to have the accountability. And it's a free challenge for all of our community. I know at Mary Washington Healthcare, you know, a lot of us have jumped on board. You know, we talk about, you know, what our challenges are, what we're working like this week. I think the message was expanding and how to really strengthen our health and wellness journeys. We sometimes have to step outside of our comfort zone, and we have to key in. You know, one of the things that I've been focusing on is just pull-ups, right? It could be anything.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, pull-ups are not the easiest thing to do. But
they're impossible.
You know, I'm at eights now. You know,
you're at eight?
Wow,
nice.
I am.
Nice.
So it's little things like that, whether it's extra walking goals, you know, walking further, whether it's, you know, seeing more healthy nutritional choices, whether it is being more mindful with your mental health and really taking the time to just be still. There's a lot of components that really wrap up what health and wellness is. And so we really encourage people to, you know, kind of take a snapshot of their lives and, you know, pinpoint out what is meaningful for them and what they have to focus on during this time.
And when you talk about what health and wellness is, there are so many components that it's not just eating right or getting exercise, as we've talked, and you show that really, especially tomorrow with some of these virtual keynote speeches. They deal with a wide area.
Yes, yeah, they absolutely do. So again, we one of the things that we say is it's a healthy spirit, mind, a healthy body, and really those things contribute to an improved or healthier you. You know, so again, you know, if it is your mental health, you know, if it's, you know, if you're dealing with some stressful moments and you really need to think about how do I approach these differently? You know, how can I figure out different strategies that might help improve, you know, the way that I'm feeling right now? You know, conversations like what's going to happen tomorrow and mindful moments of, you know, mental health when we're dealing with chaos. And sometimes we all have moments of chaos in our life. So to be able to implement strategies that can help us through that is really essential.
Well, and you think about it, especially with the holidays coming up, mm-hmm. and coming up with some plans there of whether it's trying to eat carrots if you're at a you know, carrots and celery if you're somewhere, or just watching your intake on Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah, or bringing
substitutes.
Yes,
you know, like one of the things we'll be doing at the health fair are smoothies. You know, just when you're making recipes, the education of you can substitute something in place of something to take away sugar or butter. So just being mindful and educated on the choices that we have to move towards a healthier lifestyle.
Yeah, and when it comes to the holidays, also, you know, not necessarily eliminating all the things that you love, but taking a look at the things that you love and maybe finding little tweaks that can make those things healthier and that you won't notice. I know I've done that a couple times with my family and they never noticed and it was all good. Yeah. You know, so, and then I told them afterwards, of course.
Right, of course. Yeah.
Never tell them before.
That they're eating healthier. I just couldn't help
myself. Or what did you think about that? And then after you get the feedback, say, well, this time I substituted, you know, one year I remember for Thanksgiving, my uncle cooked and he did all of his normal meals. And he said at the end, I want you guys to tell me if anything tasted different, because on one of the recipes, I subbed. And it was very hard to tell, and it was still a very good meal. It was just a little bit healthier. So I think when it kind of becomes a challenge and fun. So just looking at different substitutes is a great way to start.
Yeah, it's a great awareness, because sometimes we think that if we substitute, it's not going to taste as good. Mm-hmm. And really, that is a myth. Mm-hmm. You know, so there's definitely a lot of foods that we can use and substitute, and it can be just as good, maybe sometimes even better.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Certainly better for you.
Yes. There we go. I like that.
Mary Ann, you are coming today with just some thought-provoking things. It's very good.
Oh, boy, the pressure's on now.
Yes.
Well, and Naomi, you always get embarrassed, but a few years ago you were in, and this was a year-end program, a year kind of, you know, make some goals for next year, and you just talked about sugar, and it had a huge impact on me of things I had never thought about. Most people probably had, but I hadn't, about just... Instead of reaching for a soft drink, not to do that just because of the sugar content in
it's funny, and this is where, again, knowledge is power. You know, I definitely feel that the more that we know, the more that we understand about what we're actually putting in our body, you know, the better decisions that we can make. So on that conversation, we were talking specifically about, you know, soft drinks and the amount. And I think at the time that was your thing.
That was my thing. Uh-huh. And it was a couple a day.
So we were just talking about the amount of sugar that was in soft drinks. Mm-hmm. And just by cutting that out alone, you could see some valuable changes. And that's something that I think that you did, and you found some success in doing.
It was huge success in exercising. A year ago at this time, I was not exercising nearly to what the whole reset program got me going to do. And you just see big changes there when you just, even if it's just a half hour a day.
And it's true. I think that sometimes exercising can be daunting for some. I know that time is the number one barrier for people when it comes to, you know, being more physically active. But the benefits, you know, are so substantial. And once you get started and you're able to overcome maybe that initial, you know, starting point, you know, you start to feel better. It starts to help you with mental health. It starts to help you feel stronger and have more energy and allow you to do many things that you want to do in your life. So, you know, it's definitely very, very important to include physical activity to your daily routine. And it also benefits, you know, things like the reduction of possible chronic conditions. So there's a lot of benefits to that.
It is. It's huge, and even just minor changes in including exercise. I've noticed things like my heart rate changed dramatically. I mean, changed dramatically by doing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, heart rate is a big one when it comes to hypertension. Just including, you know, physical activity, we definitely see that, you know, physical activity can better manage, you know, hypertension. So that is definitely something that we want to do. Just in general, you know, activity not only helps with various factors with chronic conditions, but it also helps with strength. It also helps with, mm-hmm. you know, your mental view on things. It also helps you with energy. You know, there's just so many benefits to resistance training and just being physically active.
And unfortunately, I mean, things start happening as you get older. And if you just choose to ignore this kind of thing, you're going to run into some problems as you get older, unfortunately.
Yeah, I definitely feel that we can all speak to that.
Yes.
That, you know, with various challenges in life, that we start to see changes in our body. We start to see that maybe we're not as energetic as we used to be.
Yeah.
Again, various stressors might come into play. So all types of things can affect our life. So in order for us to be able to handle that, you know, that's when we have to, again, focus back on our nutrition, our physical activity choices, as well as, you know, things that affect our mental health. So all of those things come into play, and we have to continue to focus on maybe one thing at a time, not overwhelm ourselves with all of those things, but maybe point out one thing that you might be dealing with at that moment of your life and just say, what am I going to do? What smart goals am I going to make, mm-hmm. you know, and really focus in and hone in on, you know, improving that area.
Building on successes.
Yes.
I think when you do small steps, you can build on that
small
success
steps.
And move forward.
It is a health fair, virtual tomorrow, and you can go to the Y on Saturday for various things. We'll give you all the information again on that. We'll also talk about the Turkey Trot, the annual Turkey Trot that takes place on Thanksgiving morning. We'll do that when we come back and wrap this up with Sharika, Naomi, and Marianne on News Talk 1230 WF.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving for daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Great stuff this morning as we talk about this this health fair, virtual tomorrow and more in person at the Y on Saturday. Mary Washington Healthcare and the Rappahannock YMCA here this morning. Sharika Twiner with the Caroline Family YMCA. Naomi Murdoch and Marianne Batchy with Mary Washington Healthcare. Before we get out of here this morning, Sharika, the Turkey Trot, the annual Turkey Trot, is back this year on Thanksgiving morning, and you were just telling me you need volunteers.
Yes, we do. We encourage everyone to participate. It's our 29th annual Turkey Trot. It's in downtown Fredericksburg.
Great
so
event.
We encourage everyone to come out and do a 5K, walk, run. It's a great way, like we talked about, to kind of start your day off, get your exercise in early, family time, and bond. But we do need volunteers. So we're looking primarily for court martials. So if you and your family want to come out and volunteer your time and just kind of kick the morning off and spend some time with us, we would appreciate it. You can register on our website to volunteer. There'll be a link to sign up for volunteer slots. So if you're available, we would appreciate the help.
It is. It's a great event, and it's like you say, it's a long course. So there's lots of intersections and things, and there are a lot of things that need to be done for the race. So
yes.
Go on the Y website and sign up. You'll get a great T-shirt, and really you make great memories by being part of the Turkey Trot.
And it can become somewhat of a tradition.
Oh,
I think
can be.
There's so many people that do it once, and then whether it be the kids or the family, they just love it, and it becomes a part of your Thanksgiving tradition. So get up early and kick your day off by helping or running.
Get a long sleeve T-shirt.
Yes, long sleeve is always great.
You can show off.
Never know what weather you're going to get, right?
Yeah. You never know. No, but again, if you do want to help and volunteer for that, you'll have a great time doing that too.
Yes.
So get in touch with the Y and take care of that. The health fair again is tomorrow is Friday and Saturday, and it is virtual tomorrow, Naomi.
Yes.
And there are keynote addresses and just a lot of great information online.
We definitely want to make sure that people have opportunities. There's still opportunities to register. Again, it's free for our community, and we really want to make sure that people know that 9 a.m., 11 a.m., and 12:30, we'll have our keynote speakers speaking on the great topics that we discussed specific to hypertension, mental health, and diabetes awareness. So please go on the website and register for that. Pass that information on to your friends and your neighbors. It's great information, as well as the opportunity to learn about yourself, become more aware, and also learn about resources within our community.
And then on Saturday, Naomi, you can if you want to do more than just the virtual end, you can 9 to noon you can go to the Y.
Yep, stop by any of our four locations. We'll have demos, screenings, healthy snacks, education on some of the programs that we offer. We'll be kicking off our Healthy Holiday Payback Challenge. So again, it's 9 to 12. We'll have several people there that will cover all facets of your health, and we look forward to seeing you guys.
And if you're anywhere near Caroline County, check out the Caroline Family YMCA. It is a friendly, clean, and great place to hang out.
Yes, it is. We love it there. We have a great community of members and team, and everyone has worked hard to make the building and the facility what it is. So we are very thankful.
And, Marianne, one more time, we have to talk about sitting is the new smoking. Yes. That is what you contributed to the show this morning. One of the many things you contributed to the show. But that is a great line.
Yes. It really is.
It should be a t-shirt.
Oh, yeah. I think so.
Oh, it should be.
Well, yes. That is definitely one of the most noble of professions. But yes, when I heard it, a light bulb went off.
Yeah.
Because it is absolutely so, so true.
Because it's just in our nature anymore.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah, the pandemic.
Unquote, chill out.
Right.
I think even more so over the past, 18 months or so, mm-hmm. we've done a lot of sitting. There's a lot of, things that we're doing online now, which is good in some ways, mm-hmm. but in other ways we have to be mindful. So again, if we can listen and be a part of things and still walk, move in the midst of that. I mean, there's sometimes webinars that I will kind of do a little walking mm-hmm. with as I'm getting through that. Again, just being purposeful and mindful on all of those moments that we can, increase or integrate mm-hmm. physical activity mm-hmm. with our day-to-day activities.
I loved your idea, Naomi, about just parking a little further out at the store.
Yes,
Something
yes.
simple like that.
Simple.
Yep.
Simple things. Again, if you're taking your kids to football or soccer, mm-hmm. Walk around the field and watch them.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Sitting,
exactly.
Yeah. Bleachers.
MaryWashingtonHealthcare.com or family-ymca.org/health for information and to sign up for the health fair. Sharika Twiner with the Caroline Y, Naomi Murdoch and Marianne Batchy with Mary Washington Healthcare. Thank you both. Thank you all of you for what you have done, and we'll see you soon. Thanks.
Thanks for having us, Tim.
Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving for daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear Town Talk anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.